Hey, so the learning today should be as chosen ilan ishmas dear chaver chaim alaz ben shem shenariya. It should be as chosen also for an ilan ishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Chaim Menachem Ben Zion, and it should be as chosen for an ilan ishama for Dave Malinowitz's father, Chaim Zev Ben Reb Avram Aaron Halevi. It should also be as chosen for Fuvu Shleim of Chaim Doy Ben Menarachol Chanali Abashen Derachol and Abadati Ben Peril, and as chosen for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we continue in Shar Gaiva. We are learning now about the scheme and the plot of the Yetzer Hara, the way the Yetzer Hara, the tactics, that's the better word, the tactics of the Yetzer Hara, how he tries to get even a tzaddik to give in to his gaiva. So he says on page 72, V'kach yoyma lo ha-Yetzer, this is what the Yetzer Hara says to someone, K'var higata l'maylas chachma v'chassidus, you've reached such a high level of wisdom and chassidus, v'roy l'chol l'sratzais, it's worthy to exert yourself, u'lishtadel, to exert yourself to find favor, to find favor in the eyes of the world and flatter them, so that people should come to find favor with you. So you should spread around your righteousness. You should spread around word of what you accomplish. So in that way, people will come to respect you and they'll come to imitate you. And he'll bring you a raya from what Chazal say, that if people are happy with someone, then Hashem is happy with someone, that's a raya. And he says, so the Yetzer is going to tell you, if you can get people to like you, then that will be a sign that Hashem will like you. And that's the tactic that the Yetzer uses. The Chol Zeh Raya Sheker, and all of this is false. Proofs ki oisa asfari hi anaf min agaiva, that very logic is one of the branches of gaiva. Avol inyan azehu kamei shamar akasav. But the truth is, like the pasuk says, b'tzoyis Hashem darcheish kam oivav yashlamitai. When Hashem wants a person, when Hashem is happy with the way that a person acts, even enemies will make peace with him. In other words, don't go running to find favor in the eyes of people. Worry about Hashem. Your enemies, it'll take care of themselves. If a person doesn't praise himself in front of others, and he doesn't try to find favor in their eyes when he does good things, and in spite of this, they like him, that is the clear raya that Hashem loves him. Hashem will plant love for him in the hearts of men, and he will have a good name on their tongues. And the truth is, that there are many people that people like, and Hashem does not like. They don't keep the mitzvahs. Hashem only likes people that are mekayim the Torah and that keep it. The next tactic is so here's another tactic that the Yetzer uses. First, he tells you, yeah, you should show off to other people because other people are going to come to love you and that will be a sign that Hashem loves you. So that's false. The next tactic is, he'll tell you that you should reveal it. Maybe raya. Oh, you know they're going to imitate you. If you reveal what you've done, you'll get people to follow you. You have to be careful because that's also coming from gaiva. Even though we find many gedolim, the Gemara Megillah talks about that they were praised for a specific thing that they were excelled in. They didn't praise themselves, except in front of their talmidim and their friends, so they should be drawn after them, and they should follow, emulate their actions. This is certainly a mitzvah. But vafilu bifnei elu, even in front of these, la yehana beliba, you shouldn't have anon in your heart, amrei zani yadea zani oisa, I know this or I do this. Okay, we'll stop here, but this piece continues. That's in front of people that you know. What about people that you don't know, the rest of the world? Then you're not necessarily supposed to reveal to them the special things that your person excels in. All right, see, thank you.